Hello, 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 and welcome to Candrastations. I am your host, Kandra Thomas Bell. Candrastations is a podcast where we dive into authentic and organic conversations with real people about their remarkable life experiences. Our goal is to empower and inspire as we explore the diverse paths of self-discovery, healing, and self-care that leads to overall wellness. So stay tuned for today's episode. Hello, hello, hello. Are you ready? Are you ready for part three on the relationship series with Nick and Kiara? I know you are. So sit back, get comfortable, and take a listen as your therapist friends tell you all about part three.
When we're talking about healthy relationships and how it affects your mental health, what do we tell people about getting into a relationship, especially these toxic ones that they keep recycling the same? Mm-hmm. They break up with Mr. Jerry, mm-hmm. and Mr. Jerry is just like Mr. Rob, and Mr. Rob is just like Mr. Tyrone, and Mr. Tyrone mm-hmm. is just like Mr. Willie, but they're the same man, just different name. Mm. Or, you know, Keisha and Shay and mm-hmm. Tisha, and the same girl, same situation. Mm-hmm. They got mm-hmm. the same cute little shape, same mm-hmm. cute little hair. Mm-hmm. They beautiful, and you know, but the internal work isn't there. What should we tell them on what they should do to kind of start assessing that before they get caught up in the same thing?
You know what? It's so crazy you asked this. So this morning, and I don't know if you've seen my post or not from this morning. So this morning I wrote, if you're still attracting the things and people you desire to get away from, this is a sign that you are in love with the idea of your wants. Mm. And your mm-hmm. mentality and efforts haven't aligned to make what you need attainable for your growth. Just mm-hmm. pay attention to your patterns. That's mm-hmm. all you have to do. If you keep attracting the same low down, lazy dude who asking you to cash app him money, sweetheart, what are you doing? What energy are you giving off that even making these dudes comfortable to even approach you? Mm. Everything, I don't care what it is in life, every single thing starts with you.
Right, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And until absolutely. We take the time to really pay attention to ourselves, we are going to continue to keep hurting our own feelings, destroying mm-hmm. relationships, finding ourselves in depression, you know, getting all these irrational thoughts. When all we have to do is just sit with ourselves and put the work in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, Dr. Umar said, stop signing up for these pleasure contracts.
Exactly.
The pleasure contract. The pleasure contract. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is, though. I mean, you're literally, so like you said, that type of energy that you're giving off, that you're attracting those kind of individuals, chances are, you are that same individual.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are what you attract.
Yep. Yep. And it's sad that so many people can truly have the life that they want if they understand the difference of being in love with the idea and putting the work in to get it. It's two different things. Mm-hmm. I can want a G-Wagon all day long, but if I don't go down to that dealership and sign them papers, I ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You gotta deprogram yourself.
Yep.
Mm. I don't know. This just keep popping in my head. It's kind of like we have to learn to love the picture without the filter.
Absolutely.
Mm. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
And be
Come
comfortable enough to cut it out of the frame if it's not fitting.
Right. Yeah. I think I had, and then this is just me because I've been doing some work on my skincare regimen. I think I had got so addicted to the filter that I didn't like when I didn't have the filter. And so then I started doing work on the skincare and like, you better get this sunlight. And so then the appreciation of the consistent work that I was doing on my skin made me say, oh, I don't need that.
Right.
And so then it looks different because now it's like, I'm going to put on this SPF whether I'm going outside or not. And I'm going to do this work on this stuff. And so falling in love with you is about, as one of my therapist friends said to me, she said, stand in the mirror naked and talk to every part of your body that you do not like. And speak well of it, you know, and you start to do that, and then you start to do the work to enhance it the way you want to naturally. And so when you start looking at yourself and looking at your imperfections as them being perfectly part of you, then you can move into a way of moving with yourself and loving all parts of you. Because the more parts of you you don't love, you create, you'll bring people in that can point those things out for you too.
Now, Kendra, I just got to ask, what's the name of that friend, that amazing friend that told you that?
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe Karen. Because now I do the exercise a lot with a lot of my clients. Like, you got to look at it. And a lot of times, we just want to do the headshot that we don't look at the rest of it.
Yep.
The selfie ain't getting the whole picture. If you standing on a porch, you can't see the whole house.
That full body.
You got to get the full body. From the top to the bottom, right?
Yeah.
So
inside.
While we're talking about mental health and relationships, the most important part of having a healthy relationship is about having a healthy relationship with yourself. The kindness that you show yourself. You know, I've been watching Nick work out in the gym for a very, 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 very long time now. But he posted a picture before when he was in the gym, and I don't even know who that is. But
I've seen that too, and I was like, that is not him.
Listen, everybody said that, like, and I told people this. I said people forget that from 2009 and before, y'all don't even remember that dude. It was from 2010 up until now. Like, this is all y'all know. Y'all don't remember the 2009 version of me. Y'all don't remember that whatsoever. And everybody said, bro, is that two different people? I'm like, no, that's me. That's me.
Yeah. You got your Mike Jones on, didn't you?
Mike Jones, who?
But that's it. And so when you look at the pictures of yourself and you can see the physical stuff, I think the other part is people can't see what they've done internally, mental health wise, because it's not really not a picture of that. But there is evidence of that. And so the evidence is how you manage yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Did you cuss them out when you had an opportunity? Did you speak kindly at the restaurant? You know, even I was in the gym the other day, and you know, it's a lot of older people in my gym, but the young man, he is a celebrity in his own right. And he said that he went to this restaurant and the steak cost $80 and stuff, but the service are bad. And he ain't tipped them. And I said, don't you go in another restaurant and don't tip them people something. Eat at home.
Exactly.
Because even if the service are bad, you don't have to give them what you, but don't leave them with nothing. Do not go in these people's restaurant knowing that they work on tips and don't do nothing.
Yeah.
stay at home because they still you still ate your food.
You know, and I think about that in terms of like, I don't care what phone company you have, the service is bad at some point. You still sitting right. that phone bill and using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't be in these people restaurants. If you can't afford to tip whether the service good or bad, don't be in these people restaurants. Because that's how these people living. You don't know what happened to them. They might have got a call walking in the door said their mama's on a respirator and they haven't made a process, but it's rent time and they got to work. You don't know the sacrifices people have to. Now you can write them a tip on it, but give them some money.
And I just see that as like, that's your opportunity to uplift somebody. Like you said, you never know what somebody may be going through, but we can't hold ignorance against anybody unless we're willing to educate them.
Right. I can sign up for that. So, in this dating world, be paying attention to people who do that. Mm-hmm. Because how they show kindness, even when somebody's having a bad day, means something. Because mm-hmm. if they shut them off and we ain't giving nothing and all this kind of stuff, what they gonna do when you having a bad day?
Right. And you got to treat others how you want to be treated. And that's in any relationship. Oh, yeah. When you're going to sit at that table, guess what? You're in a relationship with that server. In that moment, they are caring and catering to you.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Unless you're going to go into these restaurants and, hey, I expect you to bring me napkins every time you walk by. I expect you to. And they agree to that. Then you can't be doing it. You're just gonna have to work on these expectations because things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And you're right about that kindness part. You're right about the kindness aspect.
Uh-oh.
I'm so sorry.
I thought that was my phone.
It was mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What was I gonna say? Oh, and with the whole. You know, being showing kindness and whatnot, I find myself getting a lot of like free incentives when I go to certain restaurants. Mm-hmm. I'm just simply saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you doing? How's your day going?
Yeah. That's it. You know how you what you give out, you get back.
Exactly.
It, and sometimes the services you done looked at their price on that menu. And it's above your pay grade. And so you push it like, oh, you need me in here. I'm just going to get appetizer. But I really want to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put that in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? And they reading it like they already know. They ain't finna tip me nothing.
Yeah.
Let me go work with the people over here that they ordering 2 bottles and 4 bottles and all the other stuff because they know that they knew they came here to spend some money.
You know what? My pastor, shout out to Dr. Robinson. He always tells the story about how every time he goes out to eat, when he sits down with his family, he automatically puts the tip on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, unfortunately, we do get stereotyped a lot. Like, I know they ain't gonna tip. And that will reflect in the service. So if you make it, you know, if you let it be known up front, hey, I'm going to tip you. So you can be nice to me.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah, very different.
I ain't doing that, though.
I ain't doing that though. Look, get out of here, buddy. Because I ain't gonna say I do it.
I'm over 40. I'm just gonna tell you, I'm not gonna do it. And most of the time, I don't ever have cash. Most of the time, I never have cash. So, no, I'm not gonna do that. But I'm gonna do you right. But I like it.
Yeah, it's cute. And you know, when he said that, because normally I never carry cash, but when we go out to eat now, if we don't stop by the store to just buy something and get cash, you know, I'm taking the cash out our cash register because I want them to know that we are going to tip you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I live in Wakanda. Because I live in Wakanda and all the services Wakanda, that they already know that Wakanda is wealthy over here, so they know.
It's
coming in that little line. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of the restaurants already got an automatic get on there anyway. So it's already in there.
Well, look, Nick and I live in a similar world. Nowhere near Wakanda.
Living in Wakanda is different because in the city, that's who you see, and so they working there. They doing it.
The camaraderie is already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They know we intentionally service and go to these businesses, knowing that we're trying to help them go further.
Right.
Yeah. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, I would say that. And you deep off in corporate America and stuff like that, because they tip well. They tip pretty well. I mean, I've seen it. So that's it. But you know, pay attention to how people treat people when you're in a relationship. That's another tip I just wanted to say.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I am signing off. This is your host, Kendra Thomas Bell. And I just like to let you know, if you are in need of therapy, I am a licensed therapist in Atlanta, Georgia. You can reach us at dynamicchangecc.com. If you would like to find another therapist, you can try Therapy for Black Girls as a directory. You can also try Clinicians of Color as a directory. And if you are looking for a male therapist in the Metro Atlanta area, please reach out to Counseling Brothers of Atlanta for your therapy needs. We look forward to helping you through your journey. This is not a substitute for therapy. We wish everyone to have an individual and a collective journey for therapy, healing, and self-discovery. So thank you for listening to Candrasations. See you on the next episode.